Hi, I'm Archit.
And I'm Shirin.
And welcome to Getting Lost with Archit and Shirin, a podcast where two amateur cooks,
if you say so,
talk about all things food, from ingredients, recipes, techniques, and lessons from our trials in the kitchen. Every episode, Shirin, our producer Natasha, and I will do a deep dive into one singular topic and talk about literally everything we know.
So, what are we talking about today, Archit?
Today we're talking about the best time of any year when our grandmothers would cook us food. How recipes travel down generations of our families and how nannies and dadis would sneak in those veggies that we would hate into some of our favorite dishes. We're talking about nostalgia, and we have a special guest who will help us think outside of the box with some truly indigenous ingredients and how to use them in ways that we've never thought of. So let's get started.
All right. Okay, cool. I can do nostalgia. I have lived a fair few number of years.
I know.
How old are you, Archit?
I'm fairly old now. I'm 26 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Shirin, there's actually something I have to tell you about this episode.
What? Concerned.
It's a little disappointing for me. It's a personal, like, hit.
Just tell me.
I have no facts today.
I really, really, really like today. Like, today is my favorite day in the whole year in your language. Okay, cool. Let's start with a little intro. And by intro, I mean, tell me a bit about your grandmoms, Archit. Did they live with you? What was your relationship with them like? You can tell us, like, the goods, the bads, the uglies, everything. And what's the one thing you remember the most about them?
Yeah, I mean, my dadi and nani are there. It's a mix of, I don't know how to say this, but yeah, so they're both like really, really, part of my like growing up. They were very, very integral. And, you know, I lived in a nuclear family, so they didn't live with me all the time. But as a kid, I would always like travel to their homes through the summers or the winters, or they would come over for specific times. So I have had really like, you know, the best times of the years are times that are spent with grandparents. So it's like a very like positive experience in general. And of course, the reason that I was fat as a kid, they fed me so much.
My God, it's you. You are the problem, not the people around you. Take ownership, take responsibility.
I'll take ownership of the adult self. I can't take ownership of the young me because they have fed me way too much as a kid. I remember like my dadi used to live in Saharanpur. She's no more, but she used to live in Saharanpur. And I used to travel like my parents would just ship me off to Saharanpur for like a couple of months. Yeah, I wouldn't now as well. And like, you know, it's a small town. But they had a very nice house and I used to love staying there because I used to have ice cream every day. My dadi was like amazing. She used to make her own ice cream and store it in this like 50-year-old Kelvinator refrigerator.
Oh, wow.
that worked all the time. And we used to have like, you know, microwave pizza and things like that. So it was like a lot of fun.
Hang on. So we shouldn't be having ice cream every day because as a grown woman, I still have ice cream almost every day.
Yeah, I mean,
Don't tell my trainer.
Your trainer will kill you.
He doesn't listen to our podcast. It's cool.
I might have to sneak this one into.
No, even at my fittest, I was having ice cream once a day. It's just part of my food groups.
Protein, carb, fat, ice cream.
Yeah, exactly.
That needs to be on a t-shirt.
I don't think it would sell, but we can try. But I have a question for you. You've told me about your dadi's place. Is this just my family, or did yours also refer to your nani's place as nani house?
No, this is uniquely you.
Okay.
You don't have nani
house. It was
house.
Like, poor grandma started, like, this was the one exception. Anywhere else, like, I would be punished if I didn't do my cursive writing, right?
Right.
Okay, I would be called out for misusing words that I had just learned, which I think, honestly, quite horrible. It was a ruthless environment growing up, but nani house is nani house. I am going to not nani's house, I'm going to nani house. And I've heard this from other people. I'm quite surprised that this is not part of your childhood. But okay.
No, not at all.
Okay.
So tell me about your like dadi and nani.
So I actually have two nannies. One of them is no more. And my dadi is also no more actually. But one thing in common amongst the three, though they were inherently extremely different, like if there were three poles, they would each occupy a different pole in terms of polar opposites. But what was in common was that they were really strong women and they knew what they wanted and they knew how to get it out of me. So everyone had a very different relationship with food. My dadi, her philosophy was, "Haan, maine nashte mein pinni khali. Pinni to light hoti hai." So
pinni kya hoti hai?
Pinni is that mithai in the winter.
Oh, I've never
it's
had it.
It's got a lot of ghees. I will feed you pinni.
Okay.
And if you heat it up in the microwave, it's you've got to just shut your
submerge.
Eyes.
Does it submerge itself in ghee? Like
pretty much. It's like dal ka halwa on steroids.
Oof.
Yeah. So that's one. That was one philosophy. My nani, my biological nani, her philosophy was very like, simple food is the best food. And I will identify the few things that these children like and I will make sure that I feed it to them. Perfect.
Sounds apt.
Yeah. And nani, her philosophy was more like, you must have eggs. You must have eggs. You must have eggs. You must have eggs. And I was just like,
wow.
For a long time, I did not like eggs because I was fed so many eggs growing up. Eggs and milk, eggs and milk, eggs and milk. It was literally like, if I have eggs and milk, I will be a good person. So, very interesting things that I grew up around. I would agree with you on the best time of the year. I feel like any meal with a grandparent, even if like, and I like used to live with Dadi Ji. So, we did have a lot of meals together. But like, any meal cooked by a grandparent, because after a certain age, they are not cooking every day. Even though they want to, and like, you know, that's, it's a habit.
Yeah.
God, those were very special meals because somehow every kid would feel like they were the one who was being cooked for.
You know, it's funny that you're talking about this. I was just like thinking about something that everything that my nanny made, my mom like also made at our house, but she would make it very, very differently. And as a kid, whenever I used to like stay over at my nanny's house, I would be like, nanny's version of your food is so much better. And mom would get damn pissed. She'd be like, how? Like, she doesn't even put like the four things I put. Look at how much effort. Look at this. And it was like a fight between the both of them. And
did even, you like, ever was... orchestrate a cook-off and say that, why don't you both?
No, man.
You really should.
I'm thinking about it. Now I'm like, this would make for good content.
But it has to be like timed. It has to be like no advantages over each other. So same environment. It has to be a thing. And then you need to have an award. And the award cannot be your love and appreciation. Nobody fucking wants that.
I mean, honestly, the award will just go to nani even if it's bad food. So I don't know what you're talking about.
But it'll still be fun to put them through it.
So between, I'm guessing from what you've discussed, you're not going to like choose between whose food was better, right?
Absolutely not. They were so different and they're so special. And like, I'm still like, still recovering from the loss of one grandparent. So,
I mean, I in some ways I agree with you. Like, it's hard to make those decisions, and for me, I think it goes for this way. Like, I think for a majority of like the pure baniya meals, I think dadi, my amma, is like all the way like the winner. But there are certain things that my nani has made through the years that I really, really think they're so simple, so damn simple, but they're so good.
I get it. Today, I was actually cleaning out the study here. And I live in my nani's apartment.
Yeah.
And I found so much really strange stuff, by the way. Like, there was this really...
I know, I saw that.
Knitting magazine, which was sold for 1 shilling, it seems. But there were also, like, interesting cookbooks. And they're in great condition, so I'm definitely keeping them. And to add to that, there were also handwritten notes. Because... while Nani, of course, had like cookbooks for different things, there were a few things that, you know, her generation went out and actively learned. So the very like British food, or the very,
yeah,
how they used to call it, continental dessert and continental mains. So just a simple cheesecake or simple something, all handwritten with like little instructions and her classic handwriting, you know, it had a character of its own. It was great to go through them.
It's so funny that you bring this up, because I recently were cleaning up MySpace and I actually did find my dadi's like recipes as well.
Yeah.
And some of them are written in English, most of them are written in Hindi, and they're so cool. Like one of them is like vegetable pinwheel, like pinwheel sandwiches.
Oh my gosh. And,
right, like damn fancy stuff.
People would lose their minds.
Yeah, and like Hakka noodles and like really interesting things.
So now that we're speaking of doing fun stuff, tell me about a few fun things that your grandmas did with your food, specifically in terms of fooling little Arjit. Because my history involves a lot of being fooled and a lot of being cajoled into eating things with like a side of aloo. Like, you know, I, as a kid and as an adult, I love potatoes. So
that was a banya gene. You will never not love potatoes.
Like carrot and stick.
Yeah.
Carrot being aloo. So I have a perspective to share there. But before that, I want to hear about how you were fooled, so I don't feel so terrible about my childhood.
I was like always very happy with vegetables. Like I didn't have like your kind of like neuroticism with like the hate for certain... Neurosis, with the kind of vegetables. I really didn't discriminate. Like, you're crazy that way. But I wasn't. I apologize for that. But I did have like proclivity towards like eggplant. I did not like eggplant too much. And one of the things that my dadi used to do, especially when we were in like Saharanpur, because she was like far away from like my parents, who were like very against the frying of stuff. So she would actually, yeah. So she would take eggplant and she would slice them very thin into rounds. And then she would like batter it up and then fry it up, and it was by far the only kind of like eggplant that I still think I would eat, even though now I'm a little allergic to it and I like get burns in my mouth because of it, but I would still eat that shit. I would not eat like a bengan ka bharta. Like that thing is still,
yeah, dude, bengan ka bharta gives me nightmares. No way. No,
I know.
Way in hell. But that's a smart way to fool a kid who loves everything that's been fried.
And then the other thing, yeah, I mean, very classic way of thinking about it. But the other thing that she used to do, which was actually, both my nani dadi used to do this, is like make everything into like a wrap. So sabji ko roti mein dal ke wrap karke just eat it, right? So it would just make it more fun because it was like a different format of eating the same thing. So that was actually very smart.
What?
Yeah.
That fooled you?
Yeah, I was dumb.
So the duplicity in my house, I just went a few layers deeper, like to the point where I was told that koftas were made out of either aloo or gobi. And once while lurking around the kitchen.
This is Loki Wala.
Yes, kofta. Actually. Yes, but little children did not know this. So while lurking around the kitchen, I overheard the term ghiya ke kofte. And I was like, what? And it was then that I learned that they were always made with ghiya. So, I mean, I still have them because they're nice. I think.
Oh, wow. Fried.
Yeah, but you know, I always make a face. Then there was ghee hidden in the middle of dal. So like a chane ki dal, which is a little chunky in general. Because
I had it today only.
It's disgusting. Honestly, I figured it out immediately.
Yeah, that one's not very hard to figure out also, by the way.
But listen, you underestimate how much I trust in my family.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That's that. And then the most recent discovery is actually with regards to bengan. And Grace. So for our new listeners, Grace is my boss. She helps me here at Nani's place, and she's been with our family and worked with us for over 30 years. She has seen all the kids grow. Some did not grow, but that's a different thing altogether. But she and I are very close, and she understands my issues with food very, very, very well. So she doesn't normally try to fool me. However, the other day, I said ki acha Grace aaj hum pav bhaji kha sakte hain, and she said haan, and she said paise do mujhe sabzi khareedni hai. I was like sure. Then she comes back with this colorful bag, okay, like full of like all sorts of veggies including baingan. Yeah. Like sab who's eating baingan? You're eating baingan. Yeah. Like, nahi, to pav bhaji mein dalta hai na. I'm like, what? And that's when I stuck around and saw that pav bhaji mein kafi kuch dalta hai. And I also, based on our previous conversation, have realized that it is that one literally melting pot unto which all the veggies in the world just vanish. And parents happily feed it to us with like lots of buns which have been buttered generously. And it's just, that's one thing. I know that I'm being fooled. But I say, let's not talk about it. I'm never going to stop eating pav bhaji.
But by the way, like, I don't think baingan is part of like a pav bhaji
That's
medley.
The beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. I think it's done differently in every house. Which is why I said it's the one place where all veggies go to hide.
That's a lot, actually. If you think about it, you've been fooled throughout your like illustrious...
Also, in my adult life, I have been fooled by people who seem to be nice and are not actually very nice.
Maybe
I'm
your
learning.
Trust issues started with the vegetables. That could be interesting.
I don't know, honestly. Actually, I think I don't have enough trust issues because I let people do whatever they want in and around my life.
It's fairly optimistic way of looking at it. Okay, Shirin, so now that we're done with that, let's actually get our guest on board and have a chat with them. So guys, today we have Chef Sareen Madian with us. He's an executive chef of Punjab Grill. He comes with about 15 years of experience in the industry. And today he's going to talk to us about the power of nostalgia and how Punjab Grill is running a beautiful festival all about meals that our grandmothers have made. So let's get started.
As promised, you guys, and we always keep our promises, we have a fun guest here today. We have someone who knows so much about Indian food that it's going to completely rock your world. Say hello to Chef Sareen. Welcome to our show, Chef Sareen. Thank you so much for being here. Do you mind telling us a little bit about yourself? Maybe a few fun facts for our listeners?
So, this menu, Nani Ke Nuske, is tribute to my grandmother and their unconditional love. So these days families have become more nuclear. So ye humari choti si koshish hai to bring our families together, even just for a meal. And second, we have this huge food heritage. So we use so many herbs and spices that not only enhance the taste, but are great for our health. It is really talk about. For example, if we get cold, तो हम बोलते हैं दवाई खाने से पहले यूजुअली हम काढ़ा पीते हैं तो विद ऑल द स्पाइसेस फ्रॉम आवर किचन सो हमारे हमने किसी स्कूल में नहीं सीखा सो वी सो आवर दादी नानी माँ डूइंग एट होम सो दिस इज आवर स्मॉल एफर्ट्स टू क्रिएट अवेयरनेस अबाउट आवर रिच हेरिटेज
मेरी दादी ने भी काफी कुछ ऐसे ही खिलाया है मुझे बड़े होते समय एंड शी वॉज एबल टू टीच मी अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स विच इज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग विच आई फील लाइक इवन दो शी टोल्ड मी व्हेन आई वाज अ चाइल्ड मुझे बाद में ही याद आए फॉर लाइक 10-15 इयर्स आई कंप्लीटली ब्लॉक देम आउट ऑफ माई माइंड एंड नाउ दैट आई एम ऑलमोस्ट 30 आई रिमेंबर दोज थिंग्स बट यू नो आई नो दैट आवर ग्रैंडमदर्स हैव टॉट अस अ लॉट बट दे हैव ऑल्सो टॉट अस व्हाट नॉट टू डू So, chef, do you have any advice? Do you think that there are some ingredients that we actually don't use well enough or we maybe don't give enough credit to? For example, jab main choti thi, mujhe bahut bola tha ki amla khao, amla khao, amla khao, baal achhe hoenge, etc., etc., etc. Bilkul bhi nahi kara. Bade okay kiya. And it made a big difference. It was a learning process. But if you had to help someone save the time of growing up to be almost 30, what would your two main tips be for ingredients that we can use better and ingredients that have these hidden superpowers, like you were saying?
Yes, of course. Actually, it happens because hum aware nahi hote about the wholesome benefit of the ingredients. For example, I say sattu. It's not just an ingredient. It's provide the highest amount of vegan protein and the 100 times better than those expensive protein shakes available in the market. And the second one is khas ki jad. It's good to keep your body cool during the summer, as well help our digestive disorders. And one more, we can use pathar ke phool, the stone flowers. People with asthma should use pathar ke phool more often. It's help managing to the condition. So there's a lots of spices and ingredients in a sea of Indian cuisine that we are not exploring actually.
You know, aapki jo nani ke manuske ka jo menu hai, it's so vast. You know, it has vegan, it has a lot of non-veg, it also has a lot of veg. Out of all of those, what has been your, you know, what took the most time to think about, and what was your favorite dish out of all of them?
My favorite dish is poi saag. It's a vegetarian. Is also in, actually my Mataji's traveled a lot, and she was never hesitant to explore, and she always tried a new recipes. And once she got this recipe, a poi saag, from our Bengali neighbor. So that was only saag I ever ate as a kid. So I have introduced this in the menu, the Malabar saag churchuri. So it's a very nice spinach from Bengal. So I love this recipe actually. And
usually I don't like to eat Indian food out because I think it gets super heavy. But a lot of the things that you have talked about right now sound like sort of like ghar ka khana, but a bit fancier.
Actually, this all menu is about like a ghar ka khana, of course. The nani ke nuske, basically.
I love that.
It's very light, very less of spices, less of oil. So it's a very simple food, actually.
I love that. I think that's really interesting because at least in Delhi, you don't really, really get Indian food which you can eat without feeling guilty.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Or Indian food that you actually feel good after eating. So I feel like if I'm going to eat something which is, which has such stories behind it, which has such value behind it, I'm probably going to feel good after eating, which, by the way, Archit, you know, I never feel good after eating.
You must try the amla ki machi.
Okay, I don't mind. I like amla, I like machi. I can do it.
So, you know, it's very interesting, like, jo aapka menu hai, and in general, like, you know, like, Indian restaurants mein jao to, matlab, usse pehle pan 40, OCD, ye sab to lena hi padta hai, because you know that it's going to be heavy and oily food, but the way that you're talking about...
Actually, not everyone has itna situation. I don't need to have a pan 40 before going out to eat.
Pehle nahi, baad mein to lena hi padega, so it's okay.
No,
it doesn't matter.
We need to talk, and I need to have a chat with your mother and your general physician.
But regardless, I think heavy to rehta hi hai khana. So but like, you know, this menu in general is actually very different from that. And jaise aap bata rahe ho ki, you know, there is a lot of like light elements in all of this. So as a restaurateur, when you're presenting this to you know, the larger the menu to your audience, what has been the feedback that you've received on this?
We have got very positive feedback about this menu actually. Our guest says that ki please these items introduced in a regular menu as well. We want to come again, and we want to have this food again in Pancha April. So we're getting a very positive feedback. Yes, of course.
You know, and that's great, because at least there's going to be a change in the way that Indian restaurants are going to project themselves. Ki matlab ye na hum butter naan ke liye butter naan aur butter chicken ke liye nahi jayenge sirf, you know,
I love butter naan.
In fact, you believe that ki Punjab grill ke andar that we are serving in the authentic Punjabi food, yeah, that have butter chicken, seekh kebab and tandoori chicken and all.
Haan.
We are most selling item is the liti chokha.
Wow. Yeah.
So people come coming back again that to have to try a liti chokha. It's the most selling item this time.
Damn. Archit, we've got to go.
Shirin, you were saying something?
No, I was actually saying that I love butter naan. Butter garlic. My jam. But okay, let's not hate on heavy food. I mean, I get it. I'm also all for like cleaner food and everything. Like I obviously said, but my feelings are hurt, Archit.
No, but it's true. Yeah, like actually, if you think about it, right, when even when you go and try and explain Indian food to anyone who doesn't have Indian food on a regular basis, right, उन्हें सिर्फ चार चीजें पता होती हैं, and हम भी कहते हैं हाँ हाँ हम यही खाते हैं, you know, हम butter naan खाते हैं, butter chicken खाते हैं,
dal makhani खाते हैं, but ठीक है. हाँ,
but you know, like if you delve deeper into it, ये हम घर का खाना तो है ही नहीं, so it's very fascinating because कहीं और भी जाओ, you know, go anywhere else in the world. The cuisine of that place is usually very stabilized. That is the food that people are eating. So it's fascinating that, you know, of course it's different in India, but it's good to see that Indian restaurants are also making that change.
Yeah, this yeah. reminds me of something my father says. Papa is not a nani or a dadi, and he's not a nana or a dada, but he's an old soul. His point is ki jo restaurant mein banta hai, aap ghar pe bana sakte ho. बट आप इसलिए एकदम सेम नहीं बना सकते बिकॉज यू वोंट बी एबल टू पुट दैट मच घी बटर क्रीम ऑल ऑफ दैट वो आपके हाथ से जाएगा ही नहीं एंड दैट्स वाई योर फूड टेस्ट सो मच बेटर आउटसाइड एंड दैट्स ऑल्सो वाई यू हैव टू स्लीप आफ्टर ईटिंग आउट सो आई मीन आई एम प्रॉब्ली गोना यूज हिम एज माई गिनी पिग एंड बी लाइक अच्छा ओके लेट्स ट्राई समथिंग डिफरेंट बिकॉज इन ऑल हिज 60 प्लस ईयर्स आई डोंट थिंक ही हैज बीन टू an Indian restaurant which has food that goes beyond either your, like you said, butter chickens and all, or the, you know, like the fusion food of other restaurants, yeah. which are just more yeah. about the presentation than about the food. So this should be fun.
Okay, now we'll just do one final question and then we'll go into the rapid fire. So, Chef Saleen, it was great to kind of understand the menu and how this restaurant is functioning with this new menu. Is there any, you know, advice that you could give to budding chefs? We have a lot of listeners who are aspiring to either be content creators or to go into the culinary field. What would you, you know, tell them?
Of course. Actually, I believe a chef speaks through his food. So, I think... It's genuine hona chahiye. You have to be passionate about your work. And my advice is know your ingredient really well. Making your own spice blend. It's also an art. And I feel every inspiring chef should also and afford to learn this art. And also never be afraid to experiment and explore the new opportunities.
That makes sense. I think the junoon thing that you said is so right. Yeah. I think it's such a field that, you know, it's all, it's a lot of pain and effort to actually be a chef, yeah. to stand for those many hours. And wo junoon chahiye hota hai, varna nahi ho pata. It's a bada sahi ka aapne.
Yes, you're right.
So passionate, yeah, both of you. Now I'm gonna throw a bit of a spanner in the wheels here. And chef, we're going to do a rapid fire round. And I will ask you a question, okay. and you have to answer very fast.
Like very fast.
Very fast. Don't think. Just that, like whatever comes to your mind.
Haan.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Junoon se bolna hai ekdam.
Yeah, you're such a dad. Like, there are these things called dad jokes, and I feel like only dads should be allowed to crack them. But these days, the younglings are also cracking them. Are we ready, guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Chef, this is all... For you, Archit, you can go on mute.
Yeah.
Okay then. All right, 3, 2, 1. Chef, what was your favorite meal cooked by your grandmother?
Kulfa dal.
Favorite green vegetable?
Poi saag.
One green vegetable that you hate?
Karela.
I don't mind. I really don't blame you. If you could eat only one thing... For the rest of your life, what would it be?
ये थोड़ा सा difficult हो गया.
जल्दी बताना पड़ेगा. जल्दी बताना पड़ेगा. एक
छोले भटूरे.
छोले भटूरे, very nice. Food trends that you don't love. Choose the food trend that you don't like out of these. Okay, there is golden milk. Avocado toast and mug cakes. Which is the worst?
Mug cakes.
I know. I'm so with you. Thank you so much for being here with us, Chef. I think
we've
learned so much.
Yeah.
And we are definitely going to come and meet you at Punjab Grill.
Please come.
Yeah, and I'm going to bring my dad.
yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening ahead.
Thank you so much.
This episode of Getting Lost with Archit and Shirin was produced by Natasha Rati Kapoor, edited by Ananya Gupta, and written and conceptualized by Shirin Rai Gupta and Archit Agarwal.